Hello, everybody. This is Michael. And just a few thoughts before Tuya leads the meditation. You know what we're doing. We find all kinds of attempts of the most brazen and shameful kind to reverse the legitimate election in which the will of the people have spoken. The will of the people elected Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, and regardless of the attempt to reverse that by fair means or foul, mostly foul means, the original intent of the people of the United States in their election must prevail. And that's what we are attempting to do, to esoterically approach the psyche of the United States in a spiritual manner, to help preserve the law, the factor of Saturn, conformity to the law and not conformity to selfish egotism. And so we figure that day after day, this vigil can be of service internally until the actual time of the inauguration. We just don't know what sort of, well, just shenanigans, let's just call it. That word doesn't really describe it, but what sorts of malfeasance can enter. And so, being students of esotericism, we work at trying to condition the psyche of the United States within reasonable law that the forces of obstruction are not allowed to overturn the will of the people. We're glad you're here. We're over 30 of us right now, and we can make a little bit of a difference, and we will therefore proceed. Over to Tuya then.
Welcome to everybody. So let us start our meditation. Let us strongly align with each other. Really sensing the group first. Withdraw your consciousness from personality and its vehicles. And let us enter deeply into the presence of the group soul. Just reflect for a while why we have gathered together. Do we see that we have in our work, does it have any effect? DK is teaching how to actually, in these kind of situations, teach the physical nature of ours. That is some kind of occult martial art. That is that we are ought to have an attitude in our physical brain, which will then affect emotional body. So we hold the effect, this attitude in our physical brain that the group is successful. So try to find within you what kind of impression that has then, if you hold the idea that group is successful, what kind of effect it has on your emotional body. And thus it is affecting the group field. So we try to hold that within us. And at the same time, we link our soul and mind and brain together into triangle so that there is a direct and free inflow from the higher self to the lower. And thus revealing the soul and the kingdom of God. Align with your solar angel. And its aspect, the angel of presence, who is now confronted by the dweller on the threshold. Align with the solar angel of the United States. Recognize your relationship with the solar angel of the United States and the Dharma of the soul of US. I light the way. The more we go within that statement, that motto, you actually start to be linked with this power, what is behind these words. I light the way. And let us try to align with that, the power, the purpose, which these words are revealing. Let us also align with the Master Rakoczy, who is the reason for Europe and America. In this alignment, may it help us to have some kind of energetic touch and impact. What does it mean, this hierarchical effort which Master Rakoczy is trying to build upon the earth? United States, of America, United States of Europe, we imagine how we are standing strongly together as one unified field of purpose. And we imagine that we are standing around the US, ready to express our will through invocation. And we link through New York into the greater global network among the planetary centers, New York, London, Geneva, Darjeeling, and Tokyo. These five are forming so-called five-pointed star of humanity. You can link into that five-pointed star now through the center that you are belonging to. And do we get in any impact, any quality of that five-pointed star or that triangle which is between New York, London and Geneva, which is more active at this present time? It is a good thing to every now and then turn one's consciousness to that greater work of on planetary level, just to remember that that is the centers which are continuously the outlets for higher energies. Let us see the five-pointed star shining above the group and know the symbolism. Now we look into US again via New York, which connects now us into the triangle which is within US. New York, Los Angeles, and Washington. Throat, heart, and head centers. Can you have any energetic quality that you recognize in this triangle? As a group, we are very aware of the mission of the Christ to bring heaven to earth. And we know that United States certainly will be one of those countries that the Christ is very strongly related to. So let us dedicate our work in His name. We have gathered in Your name, Lord Maitreya, be with us. Welcome His presence. As a group, let us hold again the turning of the wheel mudra, Dharma mudra. And use this wordless speech of divine entities, the deities who are implementing the law. This is turning the wheel towards the soul. And now when we are working through the three centers, governmental centers, when we are owning, visualize also and use that mudra, turning the wheel towards the soul, soul values in these centers. And first, White House, which is the executive branch of government. Capitol, legislative branch of government. Supreme Court, judicial branch of government. And again, now we use the color, rose color, which is acting upon the nervous system, calming it and cooling it down, bringing balance into the nervous system at the moment, which is very under pressure and reactive. It also brings vitalization, the correct kind. When we think about different pranas, this is the prana from the sun, the solar prana, which is bringing the vitality, which is organizing the etheric field towards the present solar system. It removes away depression and symptoms of deviation. It increases the will to live. We sound three times Om through these centers and visualize the beautiful rose, shining rose, color entering and coloring the aura, these places, and then moving towards the whole States, United States, and bring help now to this very unhappy situation. And now we see the Christ in the center of the triangle. And through his heart pours the great second ray and colors these three centers in indigo blue, which is then spread all around the United States, filling the aura with this beautiful color of the soul color of United States. We remember DK's words. I seek to emphasize renewed application to meditation and a constant steady use of the invocation, particularly the one which begins by invoking the Lords of Liberation. Now we prepare ourselves for the group invocation. We are vertically aligned, strongly connected the covenantal triangle. Around that, we visualize that we are standing. We know we are members of human family, and we stand, and we have right to express our will within this sacred circle, in unison with the group. So we hold 1 minute silence for fusion and union of the group, for opening the funnel of invocation into the higher realm, into the ears of those who know the truth. And now 1 minute silence. The great invocation number 2. And Michael will lead us.
Let the Lords of Liberation issue forth. Let them bring succor to the sons of men. Let the rider from the secret place come forth, and coming save. Come forth, O Mighty One. Let the souls of men awaken to the light, and may they stand with massed intent. Let the fiat of the Lord go forth. The end of woe has come. Come forth, O Mighty One. The hour of service of the saving force has now arrived. Let it be spread abroad, O Mighty One. Let light and love and power and death fulfill the purpose of the coming one. The will to save is here. The love to carry forth the work is widely spread abroad. The active aid of all who know the truth is also here. Come forth, O Mighty One, and blend these three. Construct a great defending wall. The rule of evil now must end. Om.
Bring illumination through the evocation of the will. Let us call the protective forces of light, guardians of justice, Archangel Michael and his saving force, to create a wall of protective energies. And let us visualize Archangel Michael, who is the protector of the Christ, standing with the Christ in the center of the triangle. To keep all illegal actions in leash under the will of God. Continue our inner work of protection by performing a wheel of fire with 7 spokes of love. We see the Lord of Love standing in the center, and before us we create in our creative imagination a wheel of fire with 7 spokes. Visualize that you are with the inner working group standing in the center at the hub of the wheel. Which radiates with the living, all-consuming substance of love, pouring out from the sacred heart of the Christ. And slowly yourself and the group, as if we were that hub, from that central position, we send out 7 streams of living fire, radiating upon the triangle, and through the triangle into all the states. Protecting all the states, this living wheel of fire with its 7 streams of love, spinning and protecting. Demanding the law to be followed and to be established in every state, everywhere in US. And the inner clarion is heard. We will stand for the law. We will establish the heaven on earth. Bring imagination through the evocation of love. Bring inspiration through the evocation of the intelligence. Parados
se salvó por causa de una buena acción y un nadie lo repudió. Aleluya. 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 Aleluya.
And in our hearts echoes, may thy will be done, not ours.
Un hambriento y tiene de comer, y hoy donaron a una iglesia una fortuna. Que la guerra pronto se acabará.
And by this we can release the movement. And we sing through the crooked feet, deep gratitude to all.
Alleluia.
Let us continue standing together. Thank you to everybody, and good night from Finland.
Escarmentar, porque acaben con tanta furia.